I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Billings Clinic launched a new project in Montana yesterday that'll provide peer support to healthcare providers across the state. As Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports, this pilot project will start in the area of addictions and behavioral health for the Montana Department of Corrections.
That support will come from a team. Dr. Eric Arzubi chairs the psychiatric department at Billings Clinic. He says this pilot project will include a psychiatrist and a pharmacist from Billings Clinic, a licensed addictions counselor from Rimrock Foundation, and the Department of Corrections.
So we're all going to be working together in a multidisciplinary team to best serve the incarcerated population, at least to start with.
The team will collaborate with the patient's provider to help address addiction and mental health care, regardless of location.
We're very close to the women's prison, but you might as well be on the other side of the state.
David Armstrong is talking about Passages, a women's pre-release center. He's the CEO of Alternatives Incorporated, a community corrections program.
Montana has 17 community-based corrections and treatment facilities. And again, there aren't enough psychiatric services to go around. They're at a premium. This is a really great benefit.
Especially since the 2015 Montana legislature made community-based mental health services a priority and began dismantling state institutions. This pilot project is seen as one way to provide support to those health care providers in Montana's communities.
It's hard to be a primary care provider in a rural community and be up to date on everything.
Erica Harding leads what's known as echo replication efforts around the globe. It started in New Mexico, where she's based. ECHO is the acronym for Extension for Community Healthcare Outcomes.
Rural New Mexico, much like rural Montana, deeply underserved areas, very rural, very poor.
Basically, it uses the same kind of technology as telemedicine. The difference is that instead of being only for a provider to see a patient, ECHO is a tool for multiple providers to collaborate, regardless of where they're based. During the launch, Billings Clinic was included in an actual ECHO consultation.
He was diagnosed in about 2000 with the hepatitis C. He was a previous injection drug user. He says he's quit since the 1980s.
The team is there to share strategies, best practices, and provide peer support. Project ECHO operates 39 hubs in 22 states, including Wyoming. It also partners with the VA. Dr. Arzubi says Billings Clinic has the biggest psychiatric department in the state, so he feels an obligation to share knowledge with providers across Montana.
I'm not saying we don't have the monopoly on know-how by any means, but at least what we're able to do here is give the community a tool to disseminate knowledge and best practices.
All involved say as ECHO grows in scope, it may help keep providers practicing in rural areas because it removes the isolation from peers. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.